Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
With more Free Talk Live kicking off the third hour of this program. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about the situation in Greece. Also, folks have been talking about the Confederate flag tonight, the gay marriage Supreme Court decision, and will that affect gun permit reciprocity. There's some speculation that it both will and won't, so you're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. Ian and Derek J. in the studio. Jackie is joining us first out the gate here in South Carolina. Jackie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Well, hello. How are y'all doing tonight?
Great.
Good.
Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Well, I did not fly a Confederate flag until last week, and I busted mine out of the closet, and I threw that thing up on that flagpole faster than you could say whatever, because the whole situation around here is so ridiculous. I mean,
the situation? All I heard about, again, I was in the woods all week last week, so I don't know why all of a sudden the Confederate flag is so newsworthy. I heard something about someone, like, shot one down or climbed up a pole and, like, tore it down in South Carolina?
Yeah, they recently, it was a couple days ago, someone actually climbed up and tried to take the flag down that they're actually voting to take down. Someone actually physically climbed up there and tried to take it down. Like, that was...
There's a vote? Who's voting?
The South Carolina legislature's voting right now. They say they have enough votes to get it down.
So the person who took the flag down or was attempting to...
Yeah, this was just some dude I think it was a lady. I don't know. It was just.
And that was prior to the vote actually happening. Did that person?
It hasn't actually happened yet. They took a poll and they said they have enough votes to get it taken down. When they do actually go to get it taken down, they feel positive that they can get it taken down.
So,
which is ridiculous. It's been up there forever. It does not represent anything that has to do with racist. I hate that these white supremacist jerk faces are using our flag to.
Yep.
You know, do their agenda, because they're the true racists.
Sure. I understand the frustration.
Why do you feel a sense of identity with this flag?
Because it's about... Okay, America is about the fact that you can go to any state and live the way that you want to live. Every state can be governed by its own rules. When you try to put this one-size-fits-all moo-moo on us, like we're all one-size-fits-all, that's what gets everybody mad, and that's what the Confederate flag came out of. It wasn't about... I mean, yeah, it was about slavery. I'm sure it was about slavery, but it wasn't mostly about slavery. It was about the government coming in and trying to tell the state what you have to do. I mean, I understand there's federal laws, and I understand there's state laws. That's the beauty of America, is if you don't like what's going on in this state, you can move to another state, and the laws will be different.
Do you think
that the federal government's coming in, they're giving us one-size-fits-all, and it's not working out well.
Has the flag lost its power now that the symbol means so many different things to different people?
Absolutely.
So why use it?
Because you always want to fight for the truth. You always want to show that this flag does not represent racist hate. I hate black people. That is not what this represents. This flag represents freedom, independence. The men that fought under this flag fought because they were sick of the government telling them what to do.
So how do you make sure that people who see when you fly this flag, how do you make sure they know that you're
all
not racist?
Yeah.
You know, I really don't care if they think I'm racist or not, as long as I'm not racist.
Well, I would care about
that. Everybody offends. You know who was really offensive? Jesus. Jesus was the rock of offense. It even says it right there in the Bible, so I don't care.
Yeah, see, I think I would care if my neighbors, you know, thought I was racist. I fly a peace flag out in front of my house, and... I don't think there's any confusion about what that stands for. I understand and appreciate your reasons for flying this flag, but I don't. I feel like, you know, I would want to get black people on board with secession too, and maybe flying the Confederate flag might be a turnoff, an initial turnoff.
And it might be, but I haven't lost any black friends that I have yet.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Well, I mean, my black friends come over, they see my redneck ways, they see my flag, they love me, I love them. It's not about
now,
that.
If there's anybody who can get away with flying the Confederate flag, I think it is a black person. It's always interesting to see. Like, I remember Mark told a story about a guy who wore a Confederate flag T-shirt in Florida who was a black man. And so that was kind of one of those weird juxtapositions that I think might get people thinking.
That might get someone
to ask a question. But when somebody's just flying a Confederate flag from the back of a pickup truck, you know, the first thought that's going to come to a lot of people's minds is that person's a racist.
The racist people who use our flag, the Confederate flag, to hold their agenda, which, you know, get your own flag.
Apparently, they're not going to be getting their own flag. There's a story here from the AP that the KKK will be holding a rally on South Carolina's State House grounds. And there's a picture of a man in a hood carrying the Confederate flag. Jackie, thanks for the call tonight. You've got a long road ahead of you. Good luck. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Dirt J, you're shaking your head.
Yeah, because I don't know why people want to cling to something that has no, at least with a word, you can look it up in the dictionary, and it will have possibly two definitions. And you can fight over definitions, and words' meanings change over time, and you can say, you know, hey, this used to mean one thing, and now it means another. But with a flag, there's just baggage. It only stands for, you know, one meaning, and that's up to the interpreter. So at the point where a flag stands for something that makes people offended, they're so confused, they think it means racism, stop using it. That's not a useful word anymore. It's not a useful symbol. It's not conveying the message you want to send. If this woman is saying she's not a racist, but she wants to fly the Confederate flag for truth or something, I'm sorry, I don't see that as an educational opportunity. You're going to turn a lot of people off, and there are lots of ways that you can promote peace, freedom, independence without saying you're a racist. Like you gave the example of flying a peace flag. You know, why not try a new flag?
Yeah,
why not make your own?
I was just wondering, you know, to myself now aloud, what would be a good secessionist flag? I mean, obviously, you could really go right out there and just put secession now on a flag, and then, you know, it would be pretty clear what you were standing for, right?
I think it should be the outline of the U.S. with the outline of New Hampshire separated slightly.
Or in this case, South Carolina, the little state of South Carolina sort of coming out from the United States. I think that would be clear.
Maybe with a little hand waving goodbye.
Share your thoughts with us here. What's a better design? I'm sure we've got more creative people listening than us. So if you have got an idea for a good secessionist flag, something new, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, or draw one up and post it on our Facebook page. I'd love to see it.
I think just two hands, the outline of two hands, is just hands off. Hands off NH.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Glenn in Philly, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
A picture of New Hampshire coming out of the U.S. I'm just picturing it like people who want to be deported from the United States. Anyway, about the lady who was got in trouble for her child playing in the park because some neighbor ratted her out. This is going to get, you know, much easier, much more common, and much more prevalent as these new software programs get working. You know, the peacekeeper, flash mob secessionist, flash mob, you know, vigilante software. You know, if your neighbor does something you don't like, you just, you know, call a flash mob and then somebody shoots your neighbor for you, you know?
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about people, these, when you combine the concept of this woman getting ratted out by her neighbor with these new software they're advertising, like, you know, call and put, you know, put, use this new software and you know, somebody will come and help you. It's not too much of a stretch from that to, you know, flash mobs, phone software being used to produce flash vigilante flash mobs. Like if it goes to an extreme, you know.
Seems pretty unlikely. Well, I think people are more likely to want to help someone than to want to hurt someone.
Yeah, but Glenn's Glenn's in Philly, and these flash mobs have been happening. They get organized over Twitter or Facebook within the span of a day or a couple
hours.
Yeah,
but are they dangerous flash mobs?
Yeah.
Like the ones that are robbing convenience stores or the ones that are just going and having a pillow fight or something?
No, they're robbing stores.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
And they start fights. They block off entire streets.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
But then again, can you defend yourself in Philly?
No.
Oh yeah, that's a problem. Inside the city.
When's the last time a flash mob like that happened in New Hampshire or Vermont or someplace where there's actually a right to bear arms and defend yourself? Glenn, thanks for the call tonight. We'll continue here in moments. Plenty of time for your call and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
All loans subject to Index Corp. Rule. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. The toll-free number that you can do that with is 855-450-FREE or call Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, you have me, Ian.
And Derek J.
And we both have the Peacekeeper app, Peacekeeper 1.0. Unfortunately, there were some problems with Peacekeeper 1.0, and the designers have realized that they need to get fixed. So they're going to hire a new programmer to come in and create an app that has the potential to be world-changing. It is the first alternative to dialing 911. And the idea is that you can indicate on this app, the Peacekeeper app, whether there's some sort of health emergency, maybe a fire, perhaps an abduction. You indicate that, and then your friends will be informed. Your neighbors, your friends, other people that have this app that are in your network will be informed. One of the things they're going to be adding to Peacekeeper 2.0 is they're going to make it so that the Peacekeeper alerts that get sent out can actually be picked up by anyone who has the app.
Ooh.
So that's a cool thing, because you might not know everybody who's got the Peacekeeper app in your area, and they might be willing to help you too if there's some sort of an emergency situation. But they're going to need a new developer to do this, and they're going to, you know, they're looking to do some fundraising to make this happen. They need your help. They want to show the state what real change looks like, and you can contribute to this at pk.freetalklive.com. Peacekeeper is more than an app. It's a movement. It's a revolutionary system designed to challenge the status quo. It will allow ordinary people to stand up and be heroes, and it'll help keep people safe better than dialing 911. But they need you to get on board and help out and get the perks that come along with the Indiegogo fundraiser, which you can access over at pk.freetalklive.com. PK, like Peacekeeper, pk.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts about what you want. Chris is listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hey, Chris.
Hello. Good show as usual. The Peacekeeper app sounds very intriguing, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Nice. Good deal. Well, two subjects tonight, reciprocity as far as concealed carry. Now, don't get me wrong. The feds should have never got involved with marriage whatsoever. Anyway, it should be a local issue or state issue, in my humble opinion. But since they stuck their nose into it and have everything legal in 50 states, other things need to be legal in 50 states and the District of Columbia included as far as carry. Now,
as far as concealed carry.
As far as concealed carry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Alabama, we have wide open carry. And some of the states have open carry with no permit, which is the way it should be. You know, why?
That's how it is here in New Hampshire.
Yes. That's the way it should be. Why should we don't have to get permits to read whatever religious literature, whatever it is. So why do we need to get a permit to carry on with another Bill of Rights amendment? So they get into too much stuff. You know, whether you're pro-gay marriage or anti-gay marriage, no matter, it should have never been dealt with by the federal government. Okay.
I mean, obviously, libertarian types would, I think, say that the government at all levels should not be involved in marriage, that it should be nothing more than a contract between two or more people, and it should be something that, you know, a church will either decide to consider valid or not. You know, a church or whoever would officiate a ceremony should be able to decide for whom they want to officiate such ceremonies, and the state should stay the hell out of it. But unfortunately, the state is involved and has been for decades, ever since basically Civil War times, when the marriage license was, as I understand it, created to keep blacks from marrying whites. So it was a bad reason for the state to get involved in the first place, and it's been worse ever since. Because, you know, with marriage comes along comes divorce, which is really the benefit to the state, because then it gets to control even more people's property and even more people's lives. So it's been a real terrible idea to allow the state to control marriage in the first place. So I definitely understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, I also understand why somebody would want the ability, if the state is controlling marriage, to have the ability to have one.
Yes, exactly. Well, a lot of things could go to post-Civil War racism, gun control. That's the roots. The state of Tennessee passed the law saying nobody could own a handgun unless it was a model 1873 Colt Peacemaker, which was, if you were a black person at the time, that was unaffordable. You might as well buy the space shuttle for all that you can for. And so gun control, too, has its roots in post-Civil War racism, which was prevalent throughout the whole United States and Confederacy, both. Back to the flag, though. The then flags used to, in Alabama and South Carolina, flags used to fly over the State House. They were put there in the 1950s, 60s by segregationists. All right, I feel they were hijacked and put there, kind of like the Klan and neo-Nazi groups and skinheads hijacked today. As a compromise, they said, well, let's move them to the Confederate monuments. Alabama did so, and so did South Carolina. And the monuments were put up by veterans, and they were meant to honor the fighting man. Your typical Confederate fighting man fought due to the fact he was invaded after Lincoln's call, 75,000 troops to invade the South. Boom, that's when the ball really got rolling. They didn't particularly get into the political realm of it, but that's basically why they fought. Flag honors them. Their monuments honor them. And we made the compromise to do so. Now they're wanting the flags off the monuments. Now they're wanting the monuments gone. Memphis, Tennessee's trying to remove a grave of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest. It's a grave where him and his wife are buried, wanting to move the monument. I'm almost in favor of it just to protect it, to move it onto private property off of their idiot state property or city property.
I can see where you're coming from there.
Yeah, just to protect it. It's a historical thing. We don't think the same way now that they thought in 1865. Two totally different sets of thought, and we can't put our standards on folks that have been dead 100-plus years.
That much is true.
It's really, the deal is, we're of the opinion, other folks that honor Confederate heritage, we're of the opinion when we give them one thing, they're going to be after something next. And it'll go until every vestige of that history is gone.
So you're saying make a stand now, protect the flag, the Confederate flag now, or else they'll continue to wipe out any evidence that the Confederacy even existed.
Exactly. And another thing, too, it's an
interesting theory.
It's what they do.
Yeah, you're down there. I mean, you're living it, so I take your word for it. Chris, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
I don't see why these things couldn't live on in history books. I don't see why a flag has to exist on a piece of state property or somebody's grave has to be there. It seems like, you know, Dave's right, the state, or Chris, rather, is trying to stamp out the history of the Confederacy. Well, if he wants to survive, you know, it's passed down through your children, through stories, not through flags and monuments, not my opinion.
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. I'd like to go on record and say I would like to eliminate the monument to the Union soldier here in Keene, New Hampshire. I am sick and tired of seeing that thing. It is a monument to war, as far as I'm concerned, a monument to aggression. At the very least, you know, you could argue that the southern monument to the southern troops was more of a defensive kind of thing. But the Union soldier... yeah, they were definitely aggressive folks there. So I would like to see that go away. I don't really want to have any war monuments whatsoever, honestly. 855-453, you can share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. And you can Skype us. It's Skype username lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian
here. And Derek J.
And Derek J's website, thederekj.com. Coming soon, oodles and oodles of Porkfest video.
Mm-hmm.
You recorded a few hours worth, 2 or 3 hours worth of video.
Yeah, there's some semi-naked men in there, too. From Flaming Freedom.
Will that go up on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. I got exclusive video. They're not completely
naked. Not
naked
enough. Okay. Yeah. There was one naked guy during Flaming Freedom. At least one man who was full frontal, full on naked.
Yeah, I guess I missed that.
You missed that?
Oops.
He was pretty obvious. But, it was actually the military guy. Oh. Which was interesting. We actually interviewed him on Free Talk Live earlier in the night.
Wow.
And then he took it all off.
Okay. Yep. All right.
So pretty cool. And I took some pictures of Flaming Freedom as well. I don't know if you're going to be putting those online
yes.
at some point. Where will those show up?
FlamingFreedom.com.
Excellent. Excellent. So, yeah, you'll get to see all of the depravity from Flaming Freedom. All kinds of people getting tied up and semi-naked and... There's never been anything quite like that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
No, it was unique. And you can see some video at TheDerekJ.com, so thanks for the plug.
Yeah, and more coming later. You're going to start uploading tonight, right?
Yeah.
So, TheDerekJ.com, go there. And, of course, you also blog over at FreeKeen.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. First up, Jason is listening in Utah to KZNU. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Hey, welcome.
Good.
Go ahead.
Hey, I grew up in the South, and You know, I never flew a rebel flag because I always knew that it just basically meant you're a big redneck. And I get it, you know, that it's offensive to people. But the reality of the rebel flag being banned, don't you guys think it's kind of like the Mockingjay and Hunger Games? It's a symbol of rebellion because every Southerner knows that the rebel flag basically just means a big fat middle finger to the federal government.
I mean, I guess I see where you're coming from on that, but maybe not every Southerner knows that. Maybe some of them think it's a redneck thing and that it's not really so much a middle finger to the feds as it is a redneck symbol. I mean, you know, do you think everybody flying the rebel flag from the back of their truck really understands the historical detail behind what it stands for? Or is it just that they like to go mudding?
Yeah, I guess I should preface that. I think Southerners that know their history, know the real side of history, know that. But you're right. There are people that just like to, you know, crush beer cans on their forehead and ride around. But,
how about a new rebel flag, which has the logo that Dobby Barker designed with it's got actually the word rebel on it. And then the B in rebel is the Bitcoin symbol.
Yeah.
I think that one's a little more powerful.
Good. Yeah. Hey, I had a question for you guys. I was thinking about the chilling effect of having, whether you support the rebel flag or not, but just having it disappeared from like Google. You know, if you type in, you know, Confederate flags for sale, it doesn't exist on Google.
And really?
That's pretty, yeah. Try it. You know how on Google, if you type in something, it'll show you images and then web and the news and then for sale.
Wow.
It doesn't exist. And that's really chilling to me. So I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that. And then what are some alternatives to not supporting, you know, companies like that don't believe in the First Amendment? I'll just hang up and listen to you guys. But
that's interesting.
Know, do that exercise. It's really scary, I think.
He's right. Yeah. I just tried both Confederate flag and rebel flag, and you cannot use the shopping option on Google for that. Huh. Jason, thanks for the heads up. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. What was the there's this new search thing. I need to get in the habit of trying this new thing. There's I was checking out the latest version of the Tor browser recently, Derek J.
But no, I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on this. How could this be? This caller is completely right. I just checked it on Google. I mean, Confederate flag did not match any shopping results. How is that possible unless Google is censoring shopping results from Confederate flags from appearing? Because I see there are vendors who sell them. If you do a Google web search, you can see stained
can
flag
them,
or whatever .com. Yeah, so they are for sale, but Google won't show you where.
Yeah, I wonder if it's...
I don't like that.
I wonder if that's a coincidence or if that's
something
they decided to do.
I mean, what? Does Google see it as some sort of endorsement of a flag that they point you toward where they can be sold? Because, I mean, they sell flags on eBay that are made out of, that look like ISIS flags that are made in the shape of dildos. So, you know, that's not an endorsement by Google of a particular flag, be it ISIS or gay pride. So, you know, what? Why would they prevent someone from getting a Confederate flag? It's very confusing to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a possibility that it is a coincidence. Okay, so let me explain what I mean when I'm saying that.
Okay.
So Google Shopping is only going to index certain websites.
Yeah.
So there's some sites it does not index. So I guess the ultimate test of this would be to find a site that we know is indexed by Google Shopping. Right, and then see if there one of those sites has the Confederate flag in their inventory.
Yeah, what about eBay? eBay results
point.
Always show up on Google Shopping.
You're right. In fact, I just typed in ISIS flag, and actually, I can't find the ISIS flag itself. There's the F ISIS flag and the F ISIS T-shirt, and yes, a couple of these things are on eBay. So yeah, that's a good point, Derek J. This may be an actual
this is an
choice.
intentional self-censorship by Google. And yeah, I share the caller's concern. While I don't think it's smart to fly the flag, while it offends people, it's confusing, you should have the right to go find it on Google. I don't think, you know.
Well, you don't have a right.
Not very
it's
nice.
Their private service, right? And they can tell you, they can decide what you can and can't see. But
yeah, no.
Maybe there's
you don't
a
have
search
a right.
company that can do it better. Maybe Google is on, you know, maybe it's at its peak. Maybe Google is not going to be number one forever, right? I mean, there's a long history
When you start preventing people from finding certain search results and your whole operation is based on giving people search results, yeah, maybe they are at their peak if they're turning around, did not match any shopping results.
This right, and you've insane. Got them pulling certain results from Google in Europe. I don't know if you remember that court case where
no.
there was an international.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like if politicians say, "Oh, we don't like what is coming up when you Google my name,"
or so just anybody apparently
get rid of that link.
Yeah, so that's kind of scary. So anyway, well, just what I was going to reference here, Derek J, is and maybe another option. Now I'm not taking a side on this. I don't have an opinion about this website beyond I'm curious.
Yeah.
There's in the new version of the Tor browser, they got the little search bar up there, and there's a newish search company called disconnect.me. Have you been to disconnect.me?
No.
So I'm thinking this might be like the new cool search because, well, it's in the Tor browser and you know, just because of that, it's probably pretty cool. But I did go and take a quick look. Essentially, it is a privacy-oriented search company.
Okay.
You're being hacked and tracked, it says on disconnect.me. There's a web of invisible trackers on many of the websites you visit and apps you use. Unsecured connections and hidden requests for your personal info leave you vulnerable to privacy and security threats. We show you what's going on and allow you to block the hackers and trackers. Your sensitive personal information, identity, and passwords are vulnerable and being tracked by cyber criminals, companies, and governments when you're online. We route all your internet activity through our encrypted tunnel, which prevents wireless eavesdropping, secures your connection. Sounds like a VPN, actually. I'm not real sure what these people are doing. There's some kind of a search thing going on here. All right, I'm confused. I don't know what disconnect is. If you know what it is, you can give us a call here, 855-450-FREE. They call themselves Online Protection Simplified.
Yeah, but it seems like it's an app. It's not just
it
a website.
Like
you have to download software.
Keep your searches private. Your typical searches are not private. Search engines and thousands of other companies save your personal searches and may associate them with your real name. We anonymize your search queries and let you search privately through your search engine of choice without being tracked. So in the Tor browser, there's a little searchy thing for this disconnect.me. I guess I'm kind of new to this thing. I don't know what it's really all about. But yeah, it does sound like a competitor to ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. I'm not real clear on this thing. We'll come back with more here. Your calls and thoughts will sneak them in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up next.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to GOG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. GOG.ninja. Code FTL.
Hey guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the You Mean BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency Decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty Podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. If you're on the line, we'll do our best to get you in here. But it's like the typical Free Talk Live situation. Everybody decides to call in the last 15 minutes. Just a hint. If you call earlier in the show, you'll get more of a chance to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. When it's the remaining moments like this, we always feel obligated to try to hear from everybody. So that means you don't get as much time to really explain yourself. So 855-453 is the number. Our Skype is username lrn.fm. Derek J. and Ian in the studio. Let's just...
Yo.
Jump right back in here. Zach is on the line in Minnesota on the Amp Lines. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. I'll be brief. I called in when you guys were looking for an alternative to the Stars and Bars. And I would offer to those folks who think they're flying it for that reason, why not some Revolutionary War options? You know, the classic Gadsden flag, the yellow don't tread on me, or even the incorrectly named Betsy Ross flag with the 13 stars in a ring. That's a symbol of secession as good as any other, and you're not going to piss off half the people that you think you're sending a message to.
Great point.
Yeah, I'll give you that. You got any new ideas, though? Like new? I was looking for something fresh.
Well, yeah, as far as something new, I mean, you just it's a symbol like any other, so, you know, as good as you can make a... You know, I guess I don't have any off the top of my head, but
right. I have one, just a black flag with the white text Nemo, which is Latin for nobody.
I didn't know that.
I would be careful with the black background and white letters these days.
What is that? Wow. Oh, yeah, never mind, ISIS.
What, ISIS?
Yeah.
Don't right. let them own black yeah. backgrounds and white letters.
Okay, what about, yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for the call,
yeah,
Zach. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Nathan. He's in Fort Lauderdale. You're on Free Talk Live. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good. So, you know, I actually met you at Coins in the Kingdom back in October of last year. And,
cool.
Yeah. And of course, I missed some of these people here. But, yeah, so I fly... a flag of the South. I'm actually a Canadian citizen, but I'm flying one just because I believe that anyone who censors free speech, you know, should have that back in their face in any way that, you know, we can bring it to them.
You don't think that some censorship is a good idea? Like,
zero.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
I believe it's...
Now, wait a minute. Isn't censorship generally a term used when it comes to government restricting freedom of speech? You can't generally use the term censor accurately, at least, to describe, say, what we would do here if you were to say the F word.
That's censorship,
that
in my view.
Is it still censorship? I always thought that it had something to do with it.
I wouldn't think it would be, because you're private, you know, you're a private organization that has the right to censor or allow whatever you want, right?
So is there a different word for that when it's done privately as opposed to done by governments? I consider it all to be censorship, and I think some censorship is good.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Dirk J. I mean, there's not really anything specifically in the definition of censor that has to do with the government, although the number one definition does say an official who examines books, plays, news, reports, motion pictures, radio, television, etc., for the purpose of suppressing parts deemed objectionable on moral, political, military, or other grounds. So you could extract from that the word official suggests someone in government.
It's just, though, I don't want people in government to dictate my behavior. So in other words, I don't want to do the opposite of what they say I can't do. Like, right, if they're like, you can't fly a rebel flag, then I'm just going to go fly a rebel flag just to...
Well, that's what Nathan's doing.
Yeah, well, it's like, aren't you letting them dictate your actions? I mean, you wouldn't do this otherwise, right?
You have a good point. I mean,
that is a good
regularly
point.
I would just fly a black flag for anarchism and, you know, and free speech, or maybe perhaps no flag at all, because, you know, I don't believe in admiralty jurisdiction when it comes to the flag. Which what it stands for is the admiralty jurisdiction, like the law of the high seas is what these flags stand for. You know, and you talk about the union really is probably one of the worst abusers of freedom worldwide. You know, they have 160 military bases worldwide. How many hundreds of millions of people has the American government killed in the North compared to, you know, perhaps the South?
Nathan, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Let's talk to Mark. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
I was just going to say that, you know, when two sides are warring, wouldn't it be great if, like, their leaders had to do pot first? You know, wouldn't there be a lot more?
If they had to smoke pot?
Yes.
I'd rather they take a dose of MDMA, personally. I don't think that pot is necessarily going to lead those government goons to have any kind of pang of conscience. But I think that if they took some good, clean MDMA, what do you think, Derek J., would that be a good thing? I mean, if, you know, Barack Obama and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad were to dose up on some MDMA, would that help bring world peace?
I don't know. I think it couldn't hurt. MDMA has the tendency to increase a person's empathy. So if these world leaders, so-called leaders, are suffering from the lack of empathy, that may help them see an alternative way.
Mark, we're short on time. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. I mean, not that I would oppose them taking a toke off of a peace pipe, too. I think that's a fine idea. But I think that MDMA is a very, very powerful drug in the direction of bringing people together. And it can, you know, break down barriers in your own mind and break barriers down between people. And
yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
But I don't think that, you know, so if these dictators who are waging wars are, you know, if they're interested in making wars happen or sending other people off to fight, then I don't think they're going to be persuaded by taking a drug. I think they might
probably
be more persuaded by going out onto the battlefield themselves, having some risks, something at stake. You know, that's what's going to change their mind.
I'm not saying one dose of MDMA is going to make somebody who's a warmonger into a peace advocate, but it couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Let's go to Straight Razor. He is in Texas. Hello, Straight Razor. You're on.
Hey, so this whole flag debate, instead of talking about what this flag is all about and everything else, how about the local governments or any governments stop spending money on these flags to put at memorials? Stop spending my money. Just stop.
Yeah.
Because all
like
of these
that.
Memorials have to be kept up. So all these statues have to be cleaned.
Right.
Oh, that's okay. We get prisoners to do it.
That's ridiculous. Just stop spending my money.
That doesn't cost you anything. We'll get the people who are in jail to do it.
Yeah,
well, they still have to
the
pay for the damn statue in the first place. The people in the jail aren't making the statue, right? Somebody's paying for that.
That's an idea. Get them on it.
Straight Razor, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. I'm sorry we're short on time. Let's get John on the line here in Indiana. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo.
I have to call earlier next time. I just wanted to thank you guys for the coverage of Porkfest. It was really great. I was there with you in spirit, and hope to make it there next year. It sounds like a really awesome event all the way around.
Yeah.
You should come next time.
Mark your calendar now and start telling your friends so you can bring more people up, because the more the merrier. It's always fun. Absolutely. I can't imagine going to Porkfest as a road trip could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, I just found out about your guys' network recently, and so I'm really excited to have done that and be following you as much as I can here now. And got a bunch of points to make, not enough time, so I have to call again. But I guess, to sum it up for where I was wanting to go in a moment would be, I have a t-shirt that shows a broken light bulb on it, and it says, "Censorship is the assassination of an idea." So I just wanted to throw that out there. And then also,
is the what?
Censorship is the assassination of an idea.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks for the call, yeah. John. I appreciate it. Let's talk to H. Reardon in Tampa Bay, Florida. H. Reardon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I called to say that I think this idea of replacing the rebel flag is not going to work because, for example, someone mentioned the Gadsden flag. There are people involved in the Tea Party who carry Gadsden flags to rallies.
Yep.
And people who are opposed to the Tea Party have associated that flag with the Tea Party. So
that's
it doesn't
true.
Really matter. It doesn't matter what you do, what kind of flag you have. People are going to be offended by it. People are going to catch on that you've replaced it with something else. So none of that is going to work. The bottom line is nobody has a right not to be offended. It doesn't matter what kind of flag you could have. You could have a flag that's just a plain orange flag, and somebody would find some offensive meaning in that.
You're right. I mean, I think I got nothing I can say to pick that apart. I think that's true. However, that doesn't mean that I'm going to try to rescue the rebel flag, right? Like, I don't think that's worth my while. What do you think?
Well, fine. If it's not worth your while, it's not. But it might be worth it to somebody. You know, everybody's entitled to.
I mean, I really hope the South rises again, man. I wish them the best of luck. I just don't know if that's going to make it happen. Hey, thanks for the call, H. Reardon. We're out of time for tonight. I'm all in favor. Bring the South back. Secede again. Do it peacefully this time. Don't fire on the fort. Of course, the argument is they didn't actually fire on the fort. That was actually a false flag, but that's another story. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Check out Derek J at thederekj.com.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you need home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.